were in World War II, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if you put the left. Who's going to play again? You know?
Tell me something about the war.
Who?
You were in the army?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was in medics.
Medical Corps?
Medical Corps, yeah. 122nd.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
You went to Europe?
Yeah, we went from France, and then we went through all the way to Germany.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, when we was at, you know, that in Paris, we call that big place over there.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's terrible down there.
Didn't like that?
No, boy.
Why not?
No, I mean, a lot of people over there, you know, that during the war, a lot of going on, and we had to stay. Every time, you know, we had to dig a hole,
a
foxhole. We stay in there with my buddies, two at each place.
Yeah.
We had a little tent right there. And we stay in there. They told us not to smoke. Boy, every time I see the airplane going down.
Bomb?
Yeah, boy.
How long were you over there?
Oh, we stay about 13 months, I think, overseas. The last time we almost got shot too. You know, the airplane's coming.
Yeah.
We were riding on, you know, those, what do you call this, medical? The one that got Red Cross on it?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Ambulance?
Ambulance.
Yeah, boy. We stopped and we just hit the ground. They got machine gun too. On the airplane. Oh, they just...
You were never shot though, huh?
No, we're lucky. Yeah. All those guys, they're lucky. We don't have to stand like this, we just hit the ground like, you know, with your belly, that's what they tell us to do. If we stand like this, we'll get shot easy. I know three guys got prisoner too. They got him, and I don't know, they were, you know, and they went by themselves, three guys. Somebody, you know, they got him right there, prisoner.
You didn't go to the Pacific though, huh?
Not Japanese. That way. No, I never did. We went to just Europe, that's all.
Yeah. Did you stay there till the war was over?
Or? You did, and then we had to stay another about a couple months, and then they told us to go back.
Come home, huh?
Then, during that time, when we was in France, oh boy, only they got is that, what do you call this, cognac. Cognac stuff.
Cognac,
white stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, I make a man. A lot of guys drink too much of it.
Yeah.
You know, they got potato wine too. I can't stand up that thing.
Pretty bad, huh?
Pretty bad. Those Germans right now, they said pretty rich now. Not too many people now. The way I heard it. Some of them got killed all this time. Boy.
Did you know much about the war before you got over there?
No, I don't know anything about the war. You know, French, I can't speak French, but I was with two colored boys. You know, I don't know why they learned so quick, and they said they talk French.
Oh, really?
Oh boy, they must be staying around there for a long time, right there. But we didn't learn very much from them. We got a little book, but in Germany they got the book too. But you know those German, you know France. I mean German boys. Oh, they were pretty smart.
Were there any other Navajos in your company?
No, not me. I'm the only Navajo.
Are there Indians?
No.
You're the only Indian, huh?
Yeah, well, all these other guys, they're white and they're Mexican and mixed, you know, Polish, different kind. But we get along all right.
No trouble, huh?
No. Pretty good guys, but, you know, our lieutenants. You know, our company commander, he's a pretty good man.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Pretty good.
Yeah.
He tell us to do this, we do it. No trouble.
What do you think of that war?
Oh, it's terrible.
It bad, huh?
Oh, I see that, you know, a lot of dead people. Oh, boy. Lane and, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I see some of them used a wagon, some kind of wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, I see a big horse, bigger than this one.
Yeah.
Oh, good one, too. They lose a lot of them right there. End of the war, I see that, you know, from here to where we went one time, you know. Looks like that far, see. You know, those Germans, they got their head like this.
Helmets?
Yeah, you know.
Hands.
It was over, the war was over, see, they, you know, they...
Prisoners. Yeah.
They, in the back, there was a little jeep and the machine gun. Oh, boy. We just followed them. And it was the end.
Yeah.
You know Eisenhower, I see Eisenhower too.
Yeah.
Fly too.
You saw him?
Pretty good man. Because you don't date. Understand? There you go. See that man. That's a school.
Wasn't that war pretty bad because you were a medic and
well,
the Navajo doesn't like death. I mean, he doesn't like to be around the dead. Is
no,
right?
But I did. It don't bother me.
You have to, huh?
Yeah, I have to, yeah. I mean, I have to put bandages right here or give them what they need. You know, the prisoner, I mean, those Germans, they watch our, you know.
Yeah.
They say they're comrades or something. I don't know what they mean, but. They got their Red Cross right here, so we know them. And they're fighting there, but they don't shoot medics.
Oh, they don't?
No, that's a law. We don't, they don't shoot theirs, too, because they take care of the dead. No?
Did you carry a gun, the medic?
No, they won't let us. But, you know, officer, they carry big... They're the only one that carry shotgun. Meds, they only wear Red Cross and head, helmet, no? And we have to do what they tell us to do. Some guys are way behind, you know, every time. They make us tell us what. Otherwise, they, you know, thought muscle or something.
You understood what the war was all about, though, over there? And
I don't know. They were still fighting. I don't know. Maybe something wrong with it. I don't know. I never see Hitler. I just see his picture.
Yeah.
Pretty good man, no? You know, Rudy, he said he likes Hitler.
He does, why?
I don't know. He said, he must be a part, no? He said, rich country, pretty good place. That place over there. I don't think so, no?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know. Did you meet a lot of some other Indian soldiers when you were in the United States?
I did. I was just about, you know, I see one, two, three. One was in, you know, wearing, he's NP.
Mm-hmm.
He's from here, for you.
Oh, really? Where'd you see him? Was he?
Down overseas. He was watching the place like, they got... Bigger than this one. Highway, you know?
No.
Super highway, they call, I don't know. One stand right there, a colored man was standing here, and this guy, he had a big, what do you call this, big, I don't know how many it was, 101 or what. And he wears uniform and got a, right here he wear pistol. I don't know. Boy, he can do like this every time, do this, do that. Watch the place, highway, no? They show him the paper, and they'll show the paper, they have to do something.
A lot of Indians in the service, though, during the war?
It did, a lot of them got killed, yeah. Lots of people got killed. One place, a guy got bled to death, too. Got shot right in. Pretty bad.
Indian soldiers got along pretty well? No trouble with the white soldiers? Or
no, get along all right. wicked law was, that's what they told us to do in the first place, you know. Get along with the nigger or, you know.
Yeah.
We get along with them, you know, lieutenant. Yeah. I know some of the Navajo was a lieutenant too, he got shot, that's what I heard.
Now, wait a minute, Bob.
Their government's dead, no? Their president. Yeah. Ho Chi, Ho, no?
Ho Chi Minh.
No good, no? No good or what?
You know a lot of boys from here that have gone to Vietnam?
Yeah, they did. They all come back, but I don't know. Some of them, maybe they don't. Some of them, maybe they didn't go, but maybe, you know.
What do they think of it?
Oh, it's terrible. That's what they told me.
Did you see the missionaries this week?
Yeah, I thought they want me to interpret for them. I'm waiting for somebody, I told
them. Yeah. Well, they want you to interpret. They don't speak Navajo at all, huh?
No. I don't know not very much about the religion. See, I don't know. Maybe I'll go around on, I don't know. You know, maybe get mad, huh?
They pay you to interpret?
Supposed to be, no, but they say this is for Jesus or something.
Oh, really? So no money, huh? Don't understand all that, huh?
They got a good interpreter, but, you know, they said, oh, he's busy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. They told me to interpret for me here and there. So, I don't understand the Bible pretty good. See, I don't know anything about it. He told me, well, what's this man, what's he want? He said one time, oh, he talks to me, you know, I told him.
Talks about history, tell him.
Yeah. No, I didn't tell him, but I told him, I just told him, me and him went together in the war, I told him. Like, we talk about something we missed, I told him. Yeah. It's all right.
They don't care?
They don't care.
Did you tell the missionaries at Torreon that I might be by to talk to them, or?
I told him, so you're welcome. Bob, welcome.
They'll talk to me then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're kind of slow. Mail, no?
I don't know. They mail all your letters, don't they, for you?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe they don't go all the time. Mm. No?
I don't know. Do they give you stamps or do you have to buy them?
We have to buy them. They got a lot of stamps, you know, already make for, you know, if they want an address for you, they address right away. They don't charge nothing for that.
Do you have to buy your clothes?
Yeah, they don't give us nothing for it. We have to take a shower every time we feel like it. Pretty good water too. I told them I have to build a place and said, oh, it's all right. This one man's name, Vance, live here, but I don't think he's lived here. Mm. He move around too much. You know him, no?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Vance?
I've heard of him, yeah.
He's an old man, but I didn't get to talk to him. I wish I could talk to him.
Yeah, we try. Mm-hmm. What do they make you take a shower at the mission, or just ask you to, or what? They got
anytime we feel like.
Oh, you can use it anytime.
Mm-hmm. But I never used laundry. That was for everybody, but everybody's busy all the time, you know.
They got a laundry there too?
Where?
Washing machine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Washing machine. They got everything.
You got to pay to use that?
No. No, as we go to church, the mission pays for it.
Oh. You have to go to church though, huh?
Yeah.
Every Sunday?
Yeah. You know, the other guy come in every time, too. So we have to go over to his church. You know. See, I don't know, this church name is Duncan's Brother.
Yeah.
Ever heard that?
Yeah.
Old church.
Dutch Brethren. Yeah, it's old. It's old.
They don't mean anything, you know what?
Yeah.
Is those people in Albuquerque, they go to church, too, or what? They don't like it or what?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. How about Feller and all those guys?
Oh, yeah.
How about they don't want, they don't have to, huh?
No. You don't have to if you don't want to, do you? Or do you have to go?
Well, if we don't go to church, where you been last Sunday or something?
Yeah. Makes you mad a little?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Busy or something, no?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But this Phyllis, he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know that whole canal over there?
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
Okay.
Hold on.